All right. Okay. So this is WRCT Pittsburgh. You're listening to Late to the Show. My name is Stephen Post. And ironically, this show did start about a minute late. But hey, I want to live up to the name. If you're a regular listener of this show, that would be very surprising. This is only the second show I've had. And my goal, if you've never heard me before, is to play songs that maybe you've never heard of, maybe from an artist you've never heard of, maybe from an artist that you know very well, but maybe this song just snuck past you. I like to try to find a song that maybe, you know, got hidden and oversaturated out by other hit songs. Just because one song just, you know, the radio just won't stop playing it doesn't mean that there aren't other songs out there that should be heard. So I'm going to be playing a song from a band very much like that. In the mid-90s, they had a hit. The name of the band is called Extreme, but in the mid-90s, they had a hit song. It was kind of a ballad called More Than Words. And my God, they would not stop playing that song. It got to the point that everybody hated it by the time the radio got done with it. My goal is to play a whole different song that maybe you've never heard before. This song can be found in the Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure soundtrack. It's one of my favorite scenes from the movie. You're going to hear a guitar riff on this that is from a musician. The guitarist's name is Nuno Bettencourt. Hopefully I pronounced that correctly. He has an amazing guitar riff towards the end of this song that is quite the headbanger. I hope you guys enjoy it. Let's test it out and see if it plays properly this time. Okay, well, I hope you enjoyed that. So once again, that was the band Extreme with the song Play With Me, and I apologize about the technical difficulties that we were having in the beginning, just to make me a little bit later to the show. So once again, my name is Stephen Post, and you are listening to Late to the Show, where I'm going to try and play you some music that maybe you've never heard before, maybe you have, but I'm going to try. The next song I'm going to play is from a musician by the name of Citizen Cope. Now, Citizen Cope is one of my favorite musicians, and this song is a little bit more up-tempo compared to some of his other work. He's usually a little bit more laid back. I'm going to tell you a little story about Citizen Cope. I saw him in concert, man, so many years ago that I actually had physical media with me, actual CDs. And there was a balcony, and we were up on the balcony listening, you know, watching the opening act. And there was a restaurant, you'd get food. And I turned around, and Citizen Cope was standing directly behind me watching the opening act. And so I took my opportunity, and I asked him if I could have his autograph. And I had a Citizen Cope CD with me. And he said, sure, do you have a marker? And I very stupidly, of course, did not have a marker. Why would I mean, what were the chances that Citizen Cope was going to be standing behind me at a concert that I would think to have a marker? And so he said, hang on a minute, and he was gone for like 20 or 30 minutes. But when he came back, he brought a marker with him, and he signed my CD, which I still have to this day. So now I am going to play the song Brother Lee by Citizen Cope. I hope you guys enjoy it. I think he's a really great and cool guy.
Where they try it, where they talk.
I hope you guys enjoyed that. Once again, that was Citizen Cope playing Brother Lee, one of my favorite tracks. Couple things I want you guys to know. Cruising the Decades, 100 Years of Music is a weekly journey through audio history and the recorded popular music era. Hear the sounds of history in all genres come to life one song per decade from the 1920s to the 2020s. Join host Brad Savage Fridays from 6 to 7 a.m. as he accentuates a musical time travel journey each week here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Also, 8 Miles High, and when you touch down, you'll find that a stranger that known. Tune in to 8 Miles High with Nick and Andy every Tuesday at 9 p.m. All right, so let's see here. The next song. Actually, this is kind of a brand new song. Normally, I like to play like older music that maybe has been missed over the years. But I also like to take a look and see what's been submitted to WRCT to see if there's anything that might be worth listening to. So I found this song by her name is Tori Weidinger. I'm hoping I'm pronouncing that correctly. From an album called Bunny with Tunnel Vision. Now, she is self-releasing this album, which is why it stood out to me. I have another one that's self-releasing that I'm going to be playing later. But for now, I'm just going to be playing the song Got What I Want. And I hope you enjoy it. So let's take a listen to that one.
Folding the tab, thinking about the day I said I love you. It was easy like a sandstone, skipping rocks to get an answer. What's 19 without giving it all away? Tuck me in, let yourself out. I work at it. You're a sycophant, but you're loud. Pulling a version from the bluest clouds, and one day you'll let go and answer. Pick a daisy in a pasture. What's growing old without taking a few steps back? What's a house without a cat?
Kislowski, driver number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang. If there's one thing I've learned after years on the track, it's that having the right amount of pressure in your tires can make or break performance. Properly inflated tires are essential to the health of your car and to keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressure once a month, especially before road trips. Or stop by your neighborhood tire retailer for help.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Okay. So, once again, that was a song from an album submitted to WRCT from Tori Weidinger. Again, hopefully I'm pronouncing that correctly. Called Got What I Want. Yes, Got What I Want from an album called Bunny with Tunnel Vision. Next, I'm going to be playing a song from a band that many of you may have actually heard of because they are not unpopular. They're called the Fratellis. They are named after the crime family from the movie The Goonies, to those of us who are 80s children. So the Fratellis stood out to me right away because, man, I just recognized what it was, and then I had to Google it to verify. But, yeah, they named themselves after The Goonies. They are a Scottish band, and they created this little medley, or melody, sorry, I misspoke, for a song called Whistle for the Choir. It's one of my favorite tunes by them. You may have heard this one, but if not, then you have maybe a new favorite song. Let's find out.
It's a big, big city and it's always the same. Can never be too pretty. Tell me your name, is it out of line? If I was to be bold and say, would you be mine? Because I may be a beggar and you may be the queen. I know I may be on a downer, I'm still ready to dream. Though it's 3 o'clock, the time is just the time it takes for you to talk. So if you're well, it's a big, big city and the lights are all out. But it's as much as I can do, you know, to figure you out. And I must confess, my heart's all broken pieces and my head's a mess. Of every drinker who's ever done wrong, and it's you, whoa, that's got me going crazy for the things you do. And so if you're crazy, I don't care, you amaze me. But you're a stupid girl, oh me, oh my. You talk, I die, you smile, you laugh, I cry. And only a girl like you could be lonely. And it's a crying shame if you would think the same. A boy like me's just irresistible.
Okay, so once again, that was the Fratellis with Whistle for the Choir. Just a nice little tune. Hopefully you enjoyed. Now I have a little announcement here that WRCT is supported by SPAC Brothers Pizza, located at 5107 Penn Avenue in Bloomfield, specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. SPAC Brothers Pizza offers takeout or delivery for pizza, hoagies, and wings, and more. For more information, email them at spachelp@gmail.com or visit their website at spacbrothers.com. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Now, the next band that I'm going to be playing is... actually, this is a band I've never heard of until this week. One of my favorite things growing up was this old Christmas special called Emma Daughter's Jug Band Christmas. And if you haven't watched it, I really recommend it. It has some really great original material song in it. It is a Muppet Christmas special. It features Kermit the Frog as kind of the host, I guess you could say. And one of those original songs titled Our World has been covered by this group, or maybe it's a person, calling themselves My Morning Jacket. Again, I'm completely unfamiliar with them, but when I heard their version of Our World, I decided that was a song that I wanted to play. I put it into my own collection to listen to it frequently, but again, it's from Emma Daughter's Jug Band Christmas, and I hope that you enjoy it.
We're closer now than ever before.
How much alike we are. Perhaps we're long lost brothers.
There's love in our world and we're showing it more.
We even think the same. You know there may be others.
Our world says welcome stranger. Everybody's a friend.
We can always use a friend.
Favorite stories to small.
So many things to learn, but we'll enjoy each lesson.
I say with kindness, there's room for us all.
Problems don't worry us, when half the fun is guessing.
Our world is always changing. Every day's a surprise.
Love
can open your eyes.
Okay, so once again, that was My Morning Jacket performing a song from Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas titled Our World. I thought that was a really good cover. It's not very often you get to hear covers of Muppet songs. But I enjoyed that, and so I've added that to my collection. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And if you haven't watched Emma Daughter's Jug Band Christmas, it comes highly recommended from Stephen Post on WRCT's Late to the Show. All right, so the next song I'm going to play is kind of a long one. It's a song from a band that came out of Seattle, but didn't really fit the grunge scene that well. They have more of a metal feel to them, but when you hear them, you're going to see that the singer really has some serious pipes on him. He can really hammer out the tunes. But I hope you guys enjoy it. This is a little different than, you know, the Muppets, for example. So here we go. And the name of the song is Confessional, from the self-titled album from the band Second Coming. Well, thank you again for tuning in to Late to the Show with Stephen Post. I am Stephen Post, and I am trying to play you some music that maybe you guys have never heard before, and hopefully that Second Coming track was something that was new to you. So now a little announcement. Hey, do you remember that kid you picked on in high school? Well, we gave him a radio show. Tune in and hear the Mockster spin the best and worst in indie, punk, classic country, power, pop, and so much more. That's Viva La Mock, Friday night starting at 9, exclusively here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. Man, all right. So now we're going to move on to the next track that I want to play. Let's see here. So let's see. My next song is from a band called Show Enough. Now, if you did happen to tune in last week, I also played a song by Show Enough then. And I got to tell you, that's not going to be the only time that happens. There's going to be certain bands, certain artists that you're probably going to hear more than once on my show. Because I just have certain love for certain artists like Jill Sobule, Harvey Danger, Citizen Cope, which you heard tonight. And so now I'm going to play Show Enough. And speaking of pipes, this song has kind of a double meaning in that regard, because first, it's about marijuana. And then secondly, this dude can really sing. Now, if I get the opportunity to find the live version of the song, I am absolutely going to play that in here. But for now, here's the studio version released in the 90s from a band that sadly I don't think makes music anymore. They were a Pittsburgh band. And they released, and they would just, I worked at a music store at the time. They would bring in their CDs, and we would sell them in the store. They were pretty popular back then. So here's the song, Who Got It, from Show Enough, from the album The Show Must Go On.
Yeah.
music.
Once again, that was Show Nuff, a Pittsburgh band, playing a song called Who Got It? Again, I am going to look for that live version. I think you guys would really like it. Right now, I have another little announcement that says WRCT is supported by Row House Cinema. Row House Cinema is an independent single-screen theater. Each week, they choose a new movie theme, and they offer concessions. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit their website at rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Next, I'm going to be playing another track, of course. That's kind of my thing here, playing tracks, from a band called Zebrahead. Now, if you've never heard of Zebrahead, they're really hard to pin down as to what kind of music they are. I mean, because they just kind of go from little bits of tidbits of hip-hop to metal to punk. It seems like no matter what style of music they choose that particular moment, they just kind of shove it through a Zebrahead funnel, and then it just comes out sounding like Zebrahead. I mean, once you hear more of their tracks, you'll kind of get the idea that Zebrahead is just Zebrahead style of music. Unfortunately, a lot of their tracks usually have at least one or two naughty words in them that prevent me from playing them on the radio, but that does not apply to this one. I listen to it to make sure it's clean, And I even looked up the lyrics online just to be extra thorough. The name of the song is Move On from their, I think it was their original album called Waste of Mind.
We asked parents who adopted teens to share their journey.
We just kind of knew from the beginning that we were family.
They showcased a sense of love that I never had before. I mean, he's not only my parent, like he's like my best friend.
At the end of the day, it's all been worth it. I wouldn't change a thing about our lives.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to learn more. Brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
All right. Well, I really appreciate you listening in. Right now, I'm going to play another track from one of our radio submissions from artists who are relatively new and are self-promoting, and in this case, self-releasing. So I try to give a little bit of preference to people who are trying to do things on their own. The name of this song is I Don't Owe You, from a band called Wool Bright, from an album called Hellbent Heaven Sent. Thankfully, they sent us a clean version of this track because I felt like this was the best version of the song, this song on the album, and I wanted to play it, and they sent us a clean one just for radio play. So I hope you guys enjoy it. Let's take a look here. Here we are.
I'd like a second chance.
Where the f*** have you been? I haven't heard from you in months. You show up now and then like everything is fine. It's fine, it's fine, it's fine. It's not like I had to do, but be here when you call. Came here, the drum would fall on me.
Okay, so once again, that was Wool Bright with a song called I Don't Owe You. The next track I'm going to play for you is actually kind of a special treat. They are, first of all, the name of the band is They Might Be Giants, and you'd have to be living under a rock to have never heard of They Might Be Giants. They've been around for decades. They've released songs for television and obviously radio, and I mean, they're just all over the place. I mean, They Might Be Giants is just one of those staples of the music industry that just doesn't seem to be going anywhere. That being said, this is a unique track that is actually hard to find nowadays. It's called, first of all, it's based on the song Snail Shell, which if you're a fan of They Might Be Giants, you've probably heard Snail Shell before. But back in the mid to late 90s, the Dust Brothers were making all kinds of techno songs back then, and they got a hand of the masters of Snail Shell, and they recorded a whole new remix called Snail Dust. And that's what I'm going to be playing for you. I like this track a lot. It's just one of those ones that it's really hard to find in today's market. The CD this was released on is really rare now, so I hope you guys enjoy it.
Do it! At your feet where I stand.